I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so you've been dating this person for, I don't know, you've been dating them for like almost a year and you're like, okay, we're going to move in together. Oh my gosh, big step. We feel so in love, la, 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 la. And you're going to move into their place. And you get there and like you see, oh my gosh, they put so many pictures of us up. That's so lovely. And you like look closer and they've yassified like all of the pictures of you guys. And you're like, oh, what do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
So just for the layman.
Yeah.
What is
yassify? What is yassify?
Okay. So yassifying is like there's this filter where it like basically makes you look like a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Like colloquially, it's like So
they've like photoshopped in lip filler and sharp cheekbones and like high eyebrows.
They've basically digitally
dragged you.
Yes. Yes.
To make you into a queen in all of your family photos.
But it's everyone. Like,
is it
you
everybody
and them.
In the pictures?
Yeah.
Not just you.
But they're you look better this way.
Wait, they say that to you?
Or is it implied?
Well, you ask, like, you're like, why? And then they're like, don't you think this looks prettier?
I need to know the scale of this. How many photos are we talking?
70.
Fuck! How big is of a place is this?
1,100 square feet.
That's a lot of pictures. You're just moving in. Were they living there already?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd visit it.
And they're like, I got the place set up for us to move in.
Okay.
This is like when Elaine sees Crazy Joe DiVola's apartment for the first time.
That's right.
And it's filled with photos of her from a long lens.
Yeah. I think you got to do like Elaine and mace them and get the fuck out.
Yeah, that is.
You got
so at first I thought like, okay, you have to marry this person. They're fucking hilarious.
They're so funny.
Oh,
they're
you're
serious.
Right. If it's a joke, this is funny.
No, they're serious. So this is based on two things. One is that my aunt like would, I was going through my grandmother's photo albums.
Yeah.
And I was like looking at them. I was like, wait, someone like put white out on the teeth of this person.
No.
And used permanent marker to draw on eyeliner. Literally, this is like mentally ill shit. And I was like, what?
Or like 13-year-old, like
yeah,
child.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, child.
Well, but
shit,
considering
for sure.
That this was a 55-year-old woman.
Yeah,
that did
it's
this.
Not adults.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember being like, what? And my mom was like, oh, yeah, your aunt did that. And I was like, why? And she was like, well, she thinks it looks better. She wanted to make her look prettier.
I mean, I get it. I'm kind of an analog person myself, but there's other ways to achieve
that. Yeah.
For whatever reason, doing it analog does feel like it feels more wholesome, or like more like arts and craftsy.
It feels then, more Buffalo Bill
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it feels scary to me.
Does it feel scary to you?
Deeply scary to me.
It doesn't feel scary.
Just it like, feels like you will die.
Just like in a dimly lit room with the whiteout and the fumes filling the air. It's just like, those, like, bam, 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 bam.
You are my mother. And you're wearing those like jeweler's glasses. Like,
oh, jeez.
Getting like a jeweler's loop.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I, for whatever reason, that still just feels like a hobby that like is still lame.
You would not be scared.
But also, think of what you're doing because it's analog. You're also
destroying
the picture.
It too. But I mean, you, like you develop photos from negatives. Like,
but where are those negatives?
Grandmother's photo album.
Wait, you are taking your grandmother's photo album.
You're taking your mother's photo album. This.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Kelly's grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess
it's not even yours.
The destruction part. Okay. So if it's not even yours, if it's a project that like you're working on and it's like some weird thing,
like if it's like collage work out of like
then I'm
maybe
okay
like
with
an album you find at Goodwill or something, like abandoned photos. Or
sure.
Something.
Ooh, actually, guys,
that's
I think
a fun.
This
like, let's do
fun.
It.
Yeah. Like let's gasify some like old albums,
and then we can put little rhinestones on them.
Oh my god!
All right, I love this. For
but
us.
Like truly, yeah. Like
okay, but this.
Because doing it digitally implies that you're like trying to trick people into thinking that like that's the reality.
Yes.
Well, no, Patrick, my aunt thought she was tricking people into that being the reality. She thought that looked real and good. Yes.
All right. Well, then she's insane.
Because why else would she do it?
Okay, so you said like... this is based on two things?
Oh, and then, and then the other, the other was just a funny tweet that I saw that was very hilarious where this person was like, took this picture of this random woman at the airport and they were like, this woman brought her own mayonnaise to the airport. I've yassified her to protect her identity.
That is really funny.
Yeah, very funny. And she was yassified.
I was wondering if this was based on Ryan sending around pictures of yassified Columbo.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
That was you? Okay.
Yeah. But Ryan responded.
I was changed. I was changed.
It was also actually, okay, three things.
Here's the thing. I have another art idea.
Okay.
I love the idea of taking pictures of people behaving badly in public.
Yeah.
Yassifying them and then doing an art exhibit of them.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Okay.
What a great installation. Nothing. That's your idea. No one steal it.
But this is not that.
No.
This is your partner that you love.
Yes.
That you feel like you thought loved you for who you were.
Yeah.
Defacing you.
Okay. To be fair, you did look like shit in the pictures originally. They're bad pictures
in
of you.
70. So this person found 70 bad pictures of you?
Yeah.
Fucking flee. If you could burn the apartment on your way out.
Yeah.
Because there is no reason to print a bad picture.
Well,
you don't have to live in a world where bad pictures exist.
Right, you can delete
they're
it from your
framed,
phone.
Mogi. Yeah. They're on the wall.
Well,
on
they don't wall. Look bad anymore.
And they've been digitally re-altered. Yeah, it's...
Oh, no. This is scary stuff.
Yeah, I think you got to get
so
out.
So you wouldn't like that?
So we
all right,
can't
Kelly,
go
just
to
show
Kelly.
Us, yeah. Just show us what you have in that enormous bag.
And this overstuffed mailbag full of gasified photos of all of us. I found 70 bad pictures of each of you.
Frames just clanking around in the back.
Oh yeah, they're already framed.
No, I think, you have to break up.
Yeah.
This person isn't who you thought they were.
No. Okay.
No,
you have to, but your stuff is all packed up.
But we agreed that it's a hilarious
prank bit. Great.
Yeah, hilarious
so funny.
Prank.
And honestly, I think it's even funnier if you just do it to like one picture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's like, find it.
Find
yeah.
it. Like, and you don't say anything.
Oh
yeah.
My God, it could take weeks.
It could take weeks.
Cause like,
there's 70 pictures.
Imagine, right? Like, cause you guys have seen my fridge. I like use it like a teenager's locker. Like,
yes.
I put pictures all over it.
Right.
So yeah, just like one of those pictures is a yassified photo
yeah,
of
that's,
you.
That,
and then you have to find
funny.
It. That is funny. That's a funny little, like, that's like a funny little harmless joke.
Yes. I think you should put that in your back pocket and keep it.
Yeah. And you can run away with it.
Yeah. I like that idea.
I had some friends who were living with me. Oh, put it in your back pocket and keep it. Damn it.
It's okay.
No,
it's
fine.
I want to hear about it. Let's hear the story.
We used to cut images out of magazines and hide them in the apartment.
That's funny.
Like, inside like the salt shaker or like inside the smoke detector and things
that's
like
really
that.
That's
really
funny.
So it was... For some reason, whenever you found one that you did not plant, it was like the most upsetting thing. Because that means like you got.
Yeah.
But if you were to put that in your pocket and take it, that would make you a thief.
We're talking thieves today because Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves is out in theaters. Colin, excited about Dungeons and Dragons?
I'm thrilled. I've heard
also only heard good things. Yeah,
really? It's supposed I've only to be a very silly things, thing. But the people that I'm thinking that I that,
name names first and last.
Yeah, first last. Put them on blast. No, it's like those. It's not. It's like people that we wouldn't agree with. Do you know what
I'm
saying?
The kind of people who were telling us that Puss in Boots you had to see in fucking theaters. I'm so mad about
actually,
it.
Actually, honestly, I think that the people that are saying really good things are the people that think, yeah, are the Puss in Boots people. But so I think the people that we wouldn't agree with are like the ones that are like, release the Snyder Cut, like those people. Oh.
People who think maybe a D&D movie should be a serious affair.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, if people want a serious D&D movie, those movies exist.
Watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, go for
or
it.
Game of Thrones. Or like, there you go. Yeah, it exists.
It's out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I want it to be goofy funny.
Because it's D&D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, maybe those people wouldn't want to play D&D with me.
No, because well, that's the thing. It's like the people that are only obsessed, like they don't like the RP element. Like right. They only want it. Like they're like, I want to win. And it's like, well, D&D is not really about winning. It's more about having fun. But
fucking rule hounds,
there are
man.
People that are yeah. obsessed. Like they're like, well, I could if I like game this rule and do whatever. And I'm like, okay, well now. This
why would you get that spell when this spell? It's like. Fucking, I mean, playing a fucking orc bard, like, just let him be a weirdo.
Yeah, like, just, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, that being said, so I think it's those people.
Okay, that's fine. I don't agree with those people on a lot of things.
Yeah, me neither. So that's why I'm, like, that vocal shit. But anyway, so you're really excited to see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You want that popcorn bucket.
If, yes.
Can you describe it?
Okay, so.
Yeah, because I don't know what this bucket is.
At time of recording this episode, in Canada, Cinemark. I think is the name of the AMC equivalent. They have released to like an employee and like an influencer or two this big plastic. It's like a 10-inch wide plastic D20 that has a lid that they will fill with popcorn.
That's so
for
cute.
You.
That is cute.
It looks fucking amazing. You know, I've seen videos of people like taping them closed and like rolling them and
yeah.
stuff. I want to do all of that.
Yeah.
I want to eat every bowl of popcorn I have for the rest of my life out of this thing.
Well, and like every side of the die has like the D&D logo and a number in front of it. So like,
so you could use it.
You could use
I mean,
it.
It's probably
yeah.
not balanced.
But, well, if you maybe fill it with liquid and then caulk it shut.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Just be that guy at your campaign.
Yeah.
Instead of bring this like sloshing giant D20, it
breaks open and ruins all of Greg Smith's furniture. But so far, I've only seen a couple of them in like outside of the world in Canada. But through our research, Nicole and I have been digging deep online to see if it's going to be coming to America. They only released marketing for it the week of the movie's release. So it came out earlier in Canada, I guess.
Okay.
No, it was because the John Wick special edition popcorn bucket, this is like our main piece of evidence, was only advertised the week before. So come Monday.
Right.
We should be seeing advertisements, hopefully.
Well, yeah, because it's not like you're going to get in line early a week.
Not a week before.
You're not going to do a week. Maybe on Monday.
I want that bucket.
If it's only in Canada, we'll find a way to get it for you. Right. eBay, like, you know, we'll find it.
Yeah, there is a world where I get it at
you
eBay.
You go to Canada. Go to Canada.
I've been to Canada in a little minute. That'd be fun.
You know, Avello flies from the Burbank airport. To listen to this, we can get you to like, let's say, upper northern tip of Washington, right?
Uh huh.
And some of those flights, $19, literally, so cheap.
Jesus.
So you and get yourself there. You walk across that border.
You find a coyote.
Yeah.
You get put into a big plastic barrel on the back of a truck.
You just bring your passport.
No,
that's not really the spirit of what we're doing.
Because you have to secret away your little findings and bring it back to the U.S.
That's right. They don't want them over here.
I really think that customs isn't going to mind.
They're going to make you declare it.
I think it's fine.
And they know that it had popcorn in it. That's technically
that's like an agricultural thing.
That's a cultural thing. Yeah. Plus, there's probably butter on it. Like, there's some sort of with like Canadian
butter
products,
right? Sure.
Yeah, like that's different.
Illegal in the U.S.
They sell it in bags.
They sell their butter in bags.
Well, their milk, I assume.
They just churn it.
Okay,
they just squeeze the milk bag until it churns.
Yeah. That's so, they cross out milk and put butter on the bag.
Where does it end for you because there's a lot of stuff that comes from milk.
If they do it
in the winter, that's how they make ice cream.
Yeah, okay. I think so. I think anything that has any dairy in it is sold in bags.
Okay.
And then you can't bring it across the border in those bags.
Okay, well, I hope that you can get your hands on that thing.
I'm praying.
Is it Cinemark or is it another? Because there was a Cinemark in my hometown growing up.
Oh. There is a Cinemark out here.
Yeah. But it is Cine something.
Okay. It could be a different Cine.
Yeah.
Preface.
Yeah.
Got a thief ship.
Sure.
You have a Cinemark ship?
So my Cinemark ship is I did see Battlefield Earth at that Cinemark.
Oh my God.
It's the only movie I think I've ever walked out of.
Did you know that one of the most harmful things, I just finished the David Miscavige thing on last podcast. One of the most harmful things to Scientology was Battlefield Earth.
That makes sense.
Because literally, people were like, oh, are we don't care what we make. Like literally followers left in droves because of that movie. Isn't that wild? That and then the South Park special, actually caused kind of a rift there.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I like that though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go to the Mormons for my sci-fi if I need a religious sect.
What a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Battlefield Earth is the source of your ship?
No, it is not.
Oh.
The source of my ship is a pickpocket from Birds of Prey.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yay.
This is the Cassandra Cain. In that movie, she's a great little pickpocket, always has a cast where she's just like stuffing stuff that she's hidden.
Mm-hmm.
She spends a lot of that movie hanging out with Harley, which is fine for the amount of time of the movie. I don't want that for her long term.
No.
I also don't really want her hanging out with the rest of the Birds of Prey long term because Huntress, I don't think so.
She's a big goof, but
she's a big goof. But Montoya.
Yeah.
She's a wreck.
Yeah.
I want her to be in a position where she can be a little bit more, have a little bit more purpose, still be chaotic. I was just dreaming of a scenario where the Birds of Prey are going up against Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
Right. And they're whatever, they have to steal something from his laboratory because it's valuable.
Right.
And through an accident, she gets frozen. Mr. Freeze's wife, Nora, and just gets filed away in the bowels of Mr. Freeze's.
So far, this is not a great future for her.
So it's interesting that you mentioned the future. Time passes.
Wait, so we're in a world where time passes?
Time, a lot of it, though.
Okay.
A lot of it passes and we get to the distant future.
Warhammer 40K.
Not quite that far. but we're going to start referring to Earth as the Earth that was.
Oh, my God.
And so all of these relics from Mr. Freeze's lab get shuttled around to all of these other planets in a nearby solar system.
What?
Where they get picked up by the crew of a Firefly class spaceship, Serenity.
Oh, Serenity! I know about them.
And they unthaw her, and then she just becomes a member of their crew.
That's cute.
She'd be great. Wow.
They would love her. Ship her all around with all members of the Serenity crew.
Haley would have so much fun.
Wouldn't they have so much fun?
That's so cute.
I feel like she would, because she is the sort of loner, I don't trust anyone sort of type. Mm-hmm. Like her and Jane would end up becoming really close.
Mm-hmm. They would.
But first, Jane would not trust her.
Oh, no. Of course not. Jane trusts no one. Oh,
well, and he would keep missing stuff. She would steal his stuff without mercy.
Yeah. Just to watch him look for it.
Yeah.
I think there would also be a fun thing where she tries to, she'll steal River's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks and River's literally right in her space. That's cool. That's a really good one.
Yeah. And it's I don't know if there's anything romantic that happens there but I just want her on that ship. I think that's so much better for her than hanging out with the Birds of Prey.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. For sure.
It's much more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
And you don't take her life of crime away from her either.
No.
That's nice.
Well, because they still do crimes.
Yeah.
They still do crimes. And honestly, they don't have a thief on
board. Don't. They should
that's
get one.
That's true. It would help the party.
It would definitely help round out the party.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of muscle, right?
Yeah.
Jane,
someone
Zoe.
Someone say too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mal. They've got three big enforcers on that team.
Yeah. And they have Tech with Kaylee.
And a pilot with Wash.
They got the wild card.
You know what? Honestly, River is muscle as well.
Yeah, yeah, great point.
I'd call her a wild card.
She's a wild card. You
don't get to tap the muscle on command.
Yeah, and then you get
to
like
happen organically.
Right, but she's like Hulk in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get the pathetic simp.
Yeah, the useless piece of shit that nobody cares about.
Yeah, that's right. Cute.
He's
cute. Very he's window
hot.
Dressing.
You
very
get
hot.
The fucking emotional fucking anchor of the group.
We're talking about Book.
Book is fucking muscle too.
Yeah, Book is muscle too.
Yeah, that's right.
Book's a fucking hitter. Oh man.
Yeah.
So they're all muscle.
They're all muscle. and then the doctor. And he's not even that good at being a doctor.
I guess so. What does that make him like? The fucking
the medic.
The medic. The healer. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He keeps people on the board. That otherwise would have been killed.
He's
so I guess
also
that's nice.
In some ways the most, I know he's a drag and we all don't like him that much, but he's also the most moral character.
Mm. Yeah, he does have strong
morals.
He has
ethics and morals.
Well,
he's also connected is really
and
the thing.
And he can get them, he's the face.
Yeah.
He can get them into like, what is Alliance space pretty
yes,
well.
Yeah.
Well, Inara's the face.
Oh, wait, Nara.
Yeah, she's
you know what?
A much
she's better
face.
At being a face than
yeah.
he
yeah.
is. Yeah, you know
she
what?
Has a lot more access because he's a fugitive. So
that's
he
right.
yeah,
he gets
that's
them
true.
Into the hospital.
Yeah.
But
also sets a ticking clock of like, here come the dudes in blue gloves.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit. Yeah, and Nara has way more connections than him, too.
Let's just Simon out into the
Simon's
fucking
gonna be
airlock.
The doctor.
He's a doctor. What are you guys talking about? You have that much muscle. You're gonna need someone.
Yeah,
to
that's true.
That is true. That's true.
It is like all gas, no brakes with the rest of the team. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But now
so
I'm
he's a
like,
little bit of an energy suck. That's okay. You know what? They should train him out with Dr. Morbius.
What?
Dr. Morbius is a fucking liability, and so are you, Kelly. Your obsession with Morbius is really becoming a problem.
I'm morbing so fucking hard right now, dude.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is there a Firefly?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Morbius crossover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Check AO3.
Yep. Search by kudos. There are none.
Yeah, there's like negative kudos. They're like, delete this.
I'm taking your kudos.
No, I want like a Firefly like tabletop game.
I'm sure that exists.
There's a game.
Yeah, were you at Game House with us when we like pulled it out to set it up?
Is it a board game?
It's a board game.
Cool, okay. We should play. Is it fun?
Well, here's the thing is we pulled it out, we read the rules for like 20 minutes and we're like,
Oh, it might not be fun.
Yeah.
I think if we picked it as our first game of the night,
we
might
played only that.
We might have played only 40 that. Minutes? Yeah.
It felt actuarial, if that makes sense.
Oh.
No, those property, like IP-based board games are really too complicated.
You know which one is apparently really good? Hmm. The Thing.
Really?
Yeah, there's one. It is apparently amazing.
Is it like a werewolf's kind of cool?
Yeah,
that
sounds cool.
It's cool. I haven't played it, but I've heard like it is the best of those IP games.
And
like,
I'm a fan of Villainous.
Villainous is fun.
I think that's a fun one.
Yeah, there are a few good ones, but most of the time they're just like, I don't know, don't you like this IP? And you're like, I guess.
Well, and with the Firefly one, I remember it being, it felt very like extended universe of like, like mentioning like little areas and corners of lore that I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like way too much.
Mm.
Colin, do you have a thief ship?
I do have a thief ship. Now, I came to the table saying that I misunderstood the assignment and was going to do just a straight up D&D ship instead. But I'll save that for a more appropriate time. I have a, like, how do you guys feel about tragic unshippables?
I mean, I'm you'll hear mine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We'll be fine. Okay.
I think I'm into tragic unshippables better than shipped unshippables.
Oh, sure, sure.
Like, but he's going to ship them, right? You're going to ship them?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny. Is it Bugs Bunny dying alone?
No, but it does involve somebody.
With a cold, dead grave.
It does involve shallow, snowy graves.
Ooh.
Like, more than a couple of them.
Whoa.
Has everyone here finished Poker Face?
I've not seen any of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I don't mind spoilers. It's okay.
Okay. So
I was almost, this was yes.
Really?
Go.
So yeah. Good. So
this is probably one of the best episodes of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, we've been telling you to watch this shit every day.
I'm behind.
It's so
I'm too
good.
Busy trying to unlock Morbius on Midnight Suns.
Yeah, if you had just think of all the time you were worried about Morbius, if you had been watching Poker Face, you'd be
done. Do you not see what Morbius has taken from you?
Do you understand? Honestly, Ryan, you saying the time that I've spent worried about Morbius, there's been so much time in my life I've been worried about Morbius. Where is Morbius? Is he okay? He's not on my screen. I've been so worried about Morbius. I don't mind that he's taken a lot from me because now he's here.
Yeah, because in return, he's given me eternal life. You fucking psycho. This all began with you like, it's like, oh my God, is it Jared Leto? Like, so dumb. He sucks. I hate him. Anyway, I was reading a lot about the production of Morbius. We're like a year into your addiction, Kelly.
Yeah, I can't stop. I will never stop morbing. But anyway, continue.
So in the penultimate episode of the first season, Escape from Ship Mountain. Oh my God, it's so good. So Charlie Kale is played by Natasha Lyonne, and she is on the run from the Vegas mob who's trying to get her to exact revenge on her. That's like the whole short stroke of the story, right? She ends up in this mountain town in Colorado where she stumbles upon this fucking barefooted hippie hunk who just like sweeps her off her feet, takes her to this secluded pond, and is like shows her all the majesty.
He's a real hunk.
He's comically hot. It is like, and he like takes his shirt off for absolutely no reason. She's like, well, what a concept.
But it's funny because on this show, there's all kinds of movie star people. Like we've seen all, so like, this is not the first hunk to exist on the show, but it's the first one who's been stylized as.
Yeah.
Yes,
like everyone else looks a little bit dirtier than they do in real life. A little bit like maybe they have a chipped tooth.
Right, right.
This is like.
Or it could kill you.
Or is going to kill you by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Kind of an and or situation. Yes. Right? Like, yeah. Both can be true and frequently are.
But yeah, it's like you almost think you're watching a different show. Wait, who's watching a romance show?
Really? Wait, who's playing him?
Oh, actually.
An actor I did not recognize.
I didn't recognize him. Really?
Chris Cortez.
Next season, let's watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that hunky?
Wow. He was in Wakanda Forever. He's in at least one episode of The Cleaning Lady and for All Mankind, the Apple TV Plus original.
Oh, I watched some of that, but I don't remember him.
All right, well, Chris Cortez. But yeah, he like sweeps her off her feet, makes her fall in love with this mountain, and we think,
and
oh my God.
She's not a nature girl.
No, she hates
nature
that
the whole time. She belongs.
And her car is like stalled out on like a hiking path or something.
how the fuck did she get
how
her
did
car
she get
onto
there?
A hiking path?
Yeah. But she's just like, there's just trees, you know? Yeah. Like she hates it.
And then, so we think we're going to have this whole new chapter for Charlie Kale, and then smash cut to it is now winter and on a Colorado mountain. She has lost her lover. She is out of cash. Her car is broke down, and she wants the fuck off of what now she is calling Shit Mountain.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. It's a very good like moment to just see like, you know, I love when characters can't change, but they make you think that they can, and then they ultimately can't. But so she's like busking and cleaning windows at this gas station, trying to get enough cash to fill her tank and get off of Shit Mountain. when she meets Stephanie Hsu's character, who goes by Morty because she's a drifter, she is a thief, a pickpocket, constantly stealing Charlie's wallet, but that's like their fun little like cat and mouse yep. thing. Like Charlie knows every time she does it. But she's using an ID of like an elderly Jewish man to like try to pass mm-hmm. Bad credit cards and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And so she was only known as Morty throughout the episode.
I love it when she calls her Mortimer. That's so
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. And you want them to have this like enemies to lovers kind of like, can they find common ground in them both being like cast out of society, being on the run? Build a trust between like the thief and the fugitive and like sort of have their adventures together. And it seems like it's going to go that way so many times. And then ultimately Morty decides to make this like deal with the devil, who's Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, and basically sell Charlie up the river, but it backfires on her and she is murdered horribly.
Oh my God.
And, pushed off a fucking cliff.
Yeah.
It's really fucking brutal. And it just bums me out because if she had just like stuck with Charlie, Charlie has like such a big fucking heart for like runaways and strays and things like that. And like she could have done something, and I don't know, they could have been like a partnership, and it just wasn't meant to be. And it makes me so sad.
But it's just like what you were saying. It's like people can try to change, but who they are is sometimes who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She's forever a drifter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
A loner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you see now. I see what you mean about tragic unshippables.
Because mm-hmm.
they'll just never be different than what they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sad. I should watch that show.
It's good.
I would recommend it.
Yeah. And then in the last episode, Morbius shows up. So that's something for you to look forward to. do you have a thief ship, Kelly?
Yes, I do. Okay. So I was watching this show. On Netflix, it's actually, okay, so this is weird because it is a reality show, which is weird for me to pull ships from, but you'll see. I mean, I think it'll probably be like, Kelly. Uh-oh. So there's this show called Outlast on Netflix. It is a show in which it's like a wilderness survival competition.
Okay.
Kind of like Alone-ish?
It's kind of like Alone, except okay. the opposite. So... Well, no.
You're in a city.
How long can you live in a city?
There are stores and medical facilities and Uber.
So you're in the wilderness and you have to, in order to win, you have to be part of a surviving team.
Mm.
So like if you lose your team, you have to go up to another team and be like, can you take me? But you have to like, so you kind of have to balance like, being competitive with other teams, but like if your team gets fucked and you're the only one left, they have to like you enough to take you. So there's
well, and do they have to split the money with you at the end?
They do.
So why would they ever invite people from?
Well, because you might be good at surviving.
You might be good at surviving.
Okay.
So like they
it's not necessarily like you. It's like they find you useful.
They find you useful, but also if they don't like you enough,
yeah.
Like if you are an evil enough person, and there are people on this show which have demonstrated that they are fucking psychotic.
Oh, I can't wait to watch the show.
It is like you will lose your mind because like I was like filled with fury at this one specific character. Okay. So there's this like one group. So they get divided up into groups at the very beginning. And there's this like one like underdog group that like nobody wanted in their team. So then they all grouped together and they were really cute and they were like, you know, we'll support each other and blah blah blah. And like also you can like shoot a flare and be like, I give up, I'm going home. So a couple of their people gave up and went home. And then one of the underdog group left the underdog group and joined a different group. Ooh. So it was just these two. And they're like, whatever, we'll stick together. We'll stick by it, blah, blah, blah. Now, they're in the Alaskan wilderness. And winter is now here. They also don't really have food. Some of them are okay at, like catching fish and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, they're, like, surviving on, like, little mussels that they find and, like, mushrooms. And that's it.
Yeah.
They're all like, they have lost so much weight. They all definitely have parasites. They're, like, starving. God. Now, there's this one group, and it's this, like, freak guy. This, like, spindly guy. Do you remember when we were talking about
Dr. Michael Morbius? Yes.
Okay. Honestly, kind of like Kelly. A Morbius vibe. Okay. No, I hate him. Him and then these two girls, one of which was like, I'm a fighter. I've been shot in the face by a man I loved. And we're all like, what happened with you, right? Okay. So she's like, whatever. She kind of just goes with the flow. And then there's this other girl who is fully psychotic. And she's like, I will do whatever it takes to win, right? So that's this other team. Okay. So there's underdog team. There's these other teams. They go to underdog team, steal their sleeping bags. Oh. And take their stuff and trash their tent while they're out, like, just, like, hunting. And they're like, oh, wow, we've got a lot of mushrooms today. We're going to stick together, underdog team. They get back, and they're like, what happened to our sleeping bags? And they're like, we could die out here.
No.
So they don't know what to do. They're, like, searching around. And every time that this one team does, like, completely evil shit, there's this other guy that started calling them out. And he's like, guys, what you're doing is, like, really bad. Like, yeah. You are harming these people. Just, like, do your own thing. They go to he's the one guy left on his group because his group gave up. There's this other guy. He's by himself. He's down at the river collecting stuff. They go up to his tent and trash his shit. And he's like, you are serious. Like, there's something wrong with you. He's like, you are cheating. And she's like, it's not cheating. We're allowed to do whatever we want. And he's like, oh, my God. And like, so he tries to go to another team. They threaten the evil group is like, we will trash your place if you accept him. And then so they're like, sorry, we can't take you. And so he just gives up and goes home because you have to be on a team.
Yeah.
So this evil group, but then they're like, the light will prevail. Literally, they say shit like this.
Oh,
they're like,
weird.
Yeah.
They're like cultists?
Yeah, they're weird and culty. So then.
Did they watch Yellow Jackets?
I don't know. Exactly. So then the guy of the.
I think they got the wrong message.
The Morbius. So, yeah. So
oh,
the
they
want to
survive, though.
So the Morbius of the group, he's kind of like, vibes are weird because they keep accusing me of stealing salmon, which I'm not. Like, actually, yeah. The salmon's making me sick and I have diarrhea. He leaves and he joins a different group. He joins this like group of like these three bros that are just like the sweetest. Like, they're always like, hey, brother, you doing okay? And like checking in on each other. That's and stuff.
Nice. They're brothers.
They're brothers. Yeah, right. So he joins them and then they find, they're like, actually, like, you're part of like the evil team. So like, we're going to actually say that you can't be part of our group. So he leaves. So then it's these three sweet boys. And one of them's this older guy who he gets tired and they'll come back and be like, come on, brother, we got to make it. We got to make it together.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So like, they're these sweet ones. And then there's these evil ones, these two evil women who are like fully insane, who are like, we're going to trash their tent. But they're also insane from not eating.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So they're like hiking around in these woods, completely fully insane. And they keep holding hands and being like, the light will prevail. The light will prevail. So honestly, I'm like, I ship these girls. Like, they can go be crazy in the woods together and like, the light will prevail.
Okay. Is it over?
Oh, it's over. Yeah.
Did they win?
No. They don't win. No,
and the light did prevail.
They decided to just stay in the woods and they like grind babies into mush for their fucking
face paint.
Yeah.
It actually is really cute. Like the three boys, the older one, he like collapses and he's like, I can't keep going, guys. And they're like, come on, brother. Because they could just ditch him and me too. They're like, all three of us, we gotta make it. We gotta make it.
Oh.
And then so they like pick him up and then take him. And then also they show so much like maturity. Like one of the guys, he's like this wrestling coach at a high school, and he like it, there used to be a girl on their team but she quit and left, but she was like, I'm gonna go on this, they have to craft a boat, she's like, I'm gonna go on the boat and I'm gonna make it to this island that we have to get to for a challenge. And he's like, I don't know, like I don't know if you can make it. And she's like, what, because I'm a woman, like you think I can't fucking do it? And he's like, no, I just think that like I'm physically stronger, so I should do it. And she's like, trust me, I can do it. I'm lighter than you. You're going to make the thing sink. She does it. She is successful. She comes back. And he later feels so bad. He like comes up to her at the camp and he's like, listen, I just want to tell you, I'm really, really sorry that I didn't believe in you. And like, you really performed really well. And I wasn't listening to you. And you were saying that it was like triggering you when I was raising my voice. And I should have known that. And he's like talking in his testimony. He's like, I really feel like shit. Like, I made her feel really bad. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is so sweet. And he wins. And when the three guys win, he like gets the little thing and he's reading and he's just like weeping. He's like, we did it, you guys. We survived. Aww. And like, and then those women were like, the light didn't prevail.
But that's a great origin story for like witches.
Yeah.
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 And they're like, honestly, I'm glad that I made it here with you. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let them be scary witches in the woods.
That's great. That's very magnanimous of you.
Yeah.
Because I hate them.
Yeah. I mean, I did hate them. I hated them at a certain, like, you should watch it. You will. I mean, now you know what happens.
Yeah. But no, I kind of needed to know that they didn't win.
They don't win.
That was like very important.
No, the three sweet boys win.
Yeah. That's, oh, that sounds so nice.
That's
yeah.
the power of teamwork.
Yeah. But I ship, honestly, double the three boys, like yeah. being like, come on, brother, we got to make it together. And then like the two scary bog witches.
I love it.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you have a thief
I
ship?
I do. And I may have talked about this before, but it's one of my favorite movies. It's called How to Steal a Million.
Oh.
And it stars Audrey Hepburn and Peter O'Toole as Nicole and Simon. And she plays the daughter of a forger. So her family and her like ancestors all have been forging art like for
cool.
generations.
That's so cool.
And so one night, this guy is sneaking around her house. And she's like thinking around my she brings like a gun. She like comes edge like attacks him.
Mm.
And he's like looking at her paintings really. And she's like, "Oh my god, I caught a thief." Well, coincidentally, I need a thief because my stupid dad loaned out one of our forgeries to the museum. So we need to get it and the insurers are coming to like insure it
no.
and they are going to find out it's a forgery. So I need someone to go steal this statue from the museum. And she's like, "And I just caught a thief." Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's work together. But also I'm playing her like she's super crafty. She's more just like, what am I going to do? Ah!
Yeah.
But she also is like wearing beautiful clothes because she's Audrey Hepburn.
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes.
And so she hires him to help her steal. Turns out he's actually from the insurance company and he was checking her painting because he was like, I think this family is full of forgers.
Oh my God.
But he's so charmed by her and he's like,
because Audrey Hepburn.
She's Audrey yeah. Hepburn. And, and she's honest. Like, her family are all forgers, but she's honest. And so he, like, so they execute this whole thing. And the whole time she thinks he's this, like, thief expert, but he is not.
He doesn't even know how to steal at all.
Oh, that's great.
I need to watch this ASAP.
And it's very cute. At one point, they're, like, stuck in a closet together, like, waiting for the hour, for it to be yeah. after hours so they can steal. And he's Peter O'Toole, so he's very tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, he's got like one leg up on one side, and he's like folded into the closet. It's so cute.
Oh my God. I want to see that so bad.
How to Steal a Million. I highly recommend it.
Oh my God. How cute. Yeah. Man, I got to watch that ASAP.
I think you would really like it.
I love Audrey Hepburn movies.
There's no Morbius. But
I mean, that's going to be minus one star.
I know, minus one star. So start off in the hole, but I think the rest of the okay. movie will be back for you.
Okay.
You know, Kelly, what you could do is just like cut out like an image of Morbius and tape
it on
to
a popsicle
your TV.
Stick and yeah. dance it around like a little puppet.
And then like everything you watch, it has Morbius in it that way.
What if you guys come over to my house and it's all yassified Morbius pictures?
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.